The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a bright, beautiful, very brisk Tuesday morning here in Margate. And when I awoke this morning, the temperature, when I left my house, the temperature was 52 degrees.
How did you stand it as a very long-time Floridian?
It was not easy, Janet, believe me when I tell you. But I'm bundled up pretty good. And let me welcome you. Good morning. I hope that you had a nice evening and an easy morning.
I had a lovely evening and an easy morning, and I'm loving South Florida's version of winter.
Well, we will have it all week, the way it's sounding.
I love it. I love it.
And I'm sure the snowbirds are, even that we're so cool, still appreciate the bright sunshine.
Way, way better than where they came from. Even though it's cold weather for Florida, it's way better than up north.
That is so true. Even out west, they're having some difficult weather that way as well. But we want to bring to the consumer's attention, all those people listening, that today is the 31st of January. Today is the last day of our grand opening special, where everything at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center carries an additional 10% off the everyday low prices. So now is the time to come in. We're open tonight till 8 o'clock. Janet will be here until 2 o'clock today. And if you have any specific questions or we'd like to chat with Janet, please feel free to stop in, put your name on the list, and it's first come, first serve. But we have many different topics to go over today. And Janet, where would you like to start?
Okay, well, I think that a lot of people might be dealing with recommendations from their physicians that if they haven't gotten their flu vaccine, they better rush right out and get their flu vaccines now. And there are maps put out on the internet by the CDC profiling where the flu is making inroads in the population, very large, very significant inroads into the population. So many percentages of the people who live in a particular area, those people have the flu. So you better watch out. I have a little bit of a different perspective. So I'm going to ask you, have you had your flu shot, Mr. Foreman?
That's a very good question. I'm glad you asked it because I do not believe in the flu shots. I've never had a flu shot. I can only tell you from the experience that I've seen with people that come into the Save-A-Lot store that you're dealing with people who get the flu after they get the flu shot, or they're come down with serious illnesses that may not be bacterial but may be viral, and it only compounds the whole problem. So personally speaking, I don't get a flu shot, and I never will get a flu shot. However, that doesn't mean the people have been indoctrinated by either TV commercials, by magazines, billboards, you name it, or even their allopathic doctor will tell them to please go get your flu shot. Even if they're in a situation where they're totally healthy, never had a problem, but the doctor insists that they get a flu shot. It's your body. You have to determine what you want to do with it. If you want to always listen to your doctor, he may always be right, but that's a choice that you have to make.
Right. So what I'm going to suggest is that people take a look on the internet, do a search on the internet for Robert F. Kennedy's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s article with regard to vaccines, and it is literally a scathing indictment of the CDC. And unfortunately, of our Congress over the past 25 years, too, because what they have done is given carte blanche to the pharmaceutical companies who are manufacturing the flu vaccine and other vaccines, not just the flu vaccine, but allowing those companies to avoid any kind of litigation or responsibility if their vaccine creates a problem, injures an individual who's receiving the vaccine. And I'm going to say probably about a year ago when I was discussing with Dr. Slavin, one of his patients had been significantly injured by the flu vaccine, and it was someone in the healthcare profession, and she received the flu vaccine and developed that Guillain-Barré syndrome. So extreme debilitation, inability to work, and it took her literally more than 10 months to regain not even 100% of function, but to regain significant enough function for her to really be able to navigate in her daily routine what she had been very much accustomed to doing. And there are so many people who have injuries like that that are possibly a little bit difficult to be 100% certain that this is the flu vaccine or any vaccine is the cause of their debilitating injuries. What's interesting is if you have a highly functional immune system, you're not so likely to be injured by the vaccine. But the very people they're marketing the vaccine to are those people who don't have a highly functional immune system, and those are the people most vulnerable. So over the years, the manufacturing processes have not necessarily been vetted to the extent that we would expect from the FDA. So there are issues with how the vaccines are manufactured. And even though you might be getting, and I'll use the flu vaccine as an example, even though you might be getting the flu vaccine in New Jersey, you might get it from one manufacturer. In Florida, you might get it from another manufacturer. In Michigan, from a different manufacturer. So there isn't that
consistency.
Right, that we expect as patients from the pharmaceutical industry. It isn't there, so our expectations are not upheld by the facts. And unfortunately, our government agencies that we think we're relying on for high-quality medical attention, they're not doing the things that, in my view, are just common sense to protect the individuals receiving a vaccine.
So those are all great points, Janet, and I think people should be aware of those points. The other points, I know over the years, between yourself, Dr. Slavin, and me, we've always discussed the number of people they claim die because of the flu.
Right.
Not because of getting the vaccine.
Right.
But people who pass away based upon not getting the flu vaccine. And the other interesting point that you alluded to is because the pharmaceutical companies are doing or are multitasking with different companies with the flu vaccine, what's the testing? Where is all the testing been? Most pharmaceuticals have to pass stringent tests to be able to come to marketplace. But where is all the testing done with the flu vaccine? Because they take the issue of the illness that was in a prior year and make a vaccine that supposedly is good for this current year, which is what they did for the flu vaccine they're administering now,
right,
the one from 2016. So are we to believe the government that they're always right with what they're telling us?
Well, it's very interesting because in this article that was put together by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he addresses those issues very specifically, that there are no testing studies giving people a feeling of confidence that, yes, indeed, this is the strain of the flu that is going to be most common in the population. So no testing, number one. And the other part of this is, in addition, with the flu vaccine, I've totally lost my train of thought. There is, in Robert F. Kennedy's article, he talks about the fact that there's no testing, and the other part that there's no information forthcoming from the CDC, that they don't have the kind of openness that people would expect from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So he talks about there is very little information forthcoming about how many doses of the flu vaccine have been given, where the flu vaccines have been manufactured, and certainly not the number of deaths from the flu vaccine, number of deaths from people having gotten the flu and become ill with other infections. So the issue is you don't get the flu vaccine, you contract the flu, and unfortunately your immune system theoretically is not strong enough to fight off the flu, and you succumb to another infection, pneumonia or something like that. So it's very, very interesting. And unfortunately, people perceive that the CDC is a government agency. It is not a government agency. It is a private corporation. So they have very much an economic agenda. So people make informed decisions, do some research before you decide, okay, I'm going to offer up my arm for that flu vaccine stick. Pretty scary stuff.
For sure. And I would venture to say, I'll wait till we come back from the break, though.
Okay. And so that music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Stay tuned. More to come.
You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Janna Juice. 2 capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Janna Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli. And we started the show speaking about the flu vaccine, which is a topic that are probably on most people's minds today with all the information that abounds them, whether it be in newspapers, TV, friends, relatives, and their medical professional doctors that they may go to for a checkup. And the doctor is going to recommend the flu vaccine at this time of the year. We spoke about the CDC. You brought to the attention of the listening audience here, John, that the CDC is a privately held company. And they're a for-profit company.
Yes.
They're not in business just to make it easy for people to understand what they do.
Not here to help humanity.
Exactly. And I would venture to say, I haven't researched it, but I would venture to say the majority of people that work for the CDC probably came from pharmaceutical companies.
Wow, that is a pretty significant statement and, you know, possibly an eye-opener for many of our listeners.
Well, I think it's something that people should be aware of.
Sure.
Because they're in business to make a profit. And they are in business to help the pharmaceutical companies administer the flu vaccines in different parts of the country. Because, as you pointed out, they're run by different pharmaceutical companies administering the distribution of the flu vaccines to whether it be a Walgreens or whether it be a CVS or a doctor's office. Doesn't make a difference.
Isn't it kind of interesting that you can walk into a drugstore and access a clinic, quote unquote, clinic inside that drugstore, and possibly without even a discussion with any kind of a medical professional, just essentially offer up your arm for that flu vaccine? And what happens if there's an adverse reaction? What happens if someone who is, let's say, allergic to eggs has a flu vaccine that some of the ingredient particles happen to be derived from eggs? What happens if that person is experiencing a pretty serious allergic reaction, and they're just in the middle of a drugstore? Seems to me like we have taken a lot of what we perceive to be, or we have categorized in the past, as medical attention and removed it from the doctor's venue. Scary stuff, in my opinion.
Without a doubt. You also brought up the fact that the pharmaceutical companies are held harmless.
Right.
In the event of a lawsuit.
Right.
So even though
you cannot bring a lawsuit, the our own elected representatives have chosen to support the pharmaceutical companies over their constituents. Astonishing. And the other interesting bit of information in Robert F. Kennedy's article on vaccines had to do with pharmaceuticals are the heaviest-handed lobbyists, or the ones that bring the biggest bundles of benefit to the legislators. So even more money spent by pharmaceutical companies than by the gas and oil industry.
Amazing. It really is.
Yeah, very scary.
But anyway, hopefully the people listening to the show will do a double think before they decide to get a flu vaccine. I know that there are many products that if people came in to see you, you could recommend to them ways to keep their immune system strong so they don't have to worry about getting a flu vaccine or even getting the flu.
So yesterday we talked at great length with regard to probiotics. And the array of probiotics here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is very comprehensive. So to fit every budget and certainly to fit every immune system need, and keeping in mind that maintaining that gut chemistry with beneficial bacteria is the way to enhance your immune response. So that's the bottom line. vitamin D. People should know what their vitamin D levels are, and when they are very well supported in the range of 70 to 80 in their blood tests, that vitamin D is going to make a big difference with regard to how efficient their immune system might be. Certainly silver, silver 100, the spray, the drop. There's also nasal spray.
Right.
And so very high quality, natural ways removed from the potential for side effects. Another area that's so important here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is essential oils. And there is a formula from NOW, and their essential oil formula is called Clear the Air. It has a great number of different components in that formula that are able to neutralize any inhaled pathogens. And that's the two most common ways of becoming infected with something that has the capacity to make you sick would be an inhaled pathogen or a pathogen that you consume. So those people who are taking Protonics, Nexium, Tums, any of those over-the-counter antacids, any of those prescription antacids, if you are neutralizing your stomach acid, one of the functions of your stomach acid is to kill off any ingested pathogen. So very good idea to be using a digestive enzyme along with your probiotic. Protect your digestive system, protect your respiratory system.
No question about it. That's all great advice, Janet. And hopefully people listening to the show will stop by at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and take advantage of not only the vast variety of probiotics and digestive enzymes that we have here, but they'll also make themselves available to save an additional 10% off. Today is the last day of the grand opening sale, so you can rest assured that everything here for today up until 8 o'clock tonight will carry an additional 10% off. And there are so many other products that you can recommend for people with weakened immune systems. Do you find that the people that are older have more trouble with their immune systems than the younger people?
Well, the older individuals who shop at Save-A-Lot don't necessarily have such trouble with their immune systems because they may have for years been mostly focused on supporting overall good health, and what that depends on is a highly functional immune system. So the older individuals who might be on a cholesterol-lowering drug, who might be on an antacid for having been diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease, and so they have this pharmaceutical that's going to relieve their symptoms but not do anything to support their good health. And maybe they're on blood pressure lowering drugs. Maybe they're on some sort of steroid to reduce inflammation and possibly relieve pain. What's one thing I can guarantee you about steroids? They will suppress your immune response.
No question about it. But the older people I was referring to is how many people that I see here at Save-A-Lot that come in for the first time. They were told to come in and pick up something for their immune system by a friend or relative or even some of the holistic doctors that are in the area. And I think that's important that people look for these particular products here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center or stop in and see Janet, and Janet can give you some solid advice as to what you should be taking based upon your lifestyle and how you have lived your life up to this point. The other issue, I think, is eating the proper foods this time of the year. Which goes a long way into helping people retain a good immune system.
It's interesting that you're bringing up diet and choosing high-quality foods. Tomorrow, I am giving a lecture at the Congregational Church in Boca Raton, and that's the subject of the discussion, how you can affect your genetic expression through just simply choosing specific foods. And people say, well, doesn't it take years before my genetic expression will change because of what I eat? And no, indeed, when you begin to eliminate the damaging substances, those are foods that when your DNA is exposed to these foods, actually damage your DNA. So the opposite of that is true. When you give health-supporting nutrients, high-quality foods, high-quality fats, when you eliminate the sugars, and I'm going to say, unfortunately, even those natural sugars, you have the potential to strengthen your DNA. So the genetic expression is upheld in a health-supporting way.
Well, Jenny, you bring up the issue of food. And this ties in with a topic I know you want to discuss, which has to do with cholesterol.
Oh, yes.
So if people are eating the wrong foods, their cholesterol levels are going to rise above what they consider to be the normal amount that people should have in their bodies. But yet cholesterol is an important factor in how people grow up and how they age.
Certainly.
So how does one make adjustments, or how does one establish what is best for them?
Oh, goodness. I think that probably what they need to establish is a compatible interactive function with their doctor and their nutrition consultant, because their doctor is going to get a lot of their information that the physician is passing on to his patients from the pharmaceutical companies. And it's really important to understand that many of the drugs, the multi-billion dollar sales tickets, those pharmaceutical representatives who are presenting information to the physician, their income depends on how convincing they are presenting the information from the company about the research. And you mentioned a little bit of something about research, that drugs have to go through rigorous testing before they're presented to the public. The FDA is testing these drugs. Well, let's say a pharmaceutical company tests a new drug and they do 100 tests and 3 of them are positive and 97 are negative. Guess which ones the pharmaceutical company brings to the FDA? And they're not required to present all of the tests. So that it's at the pharmaceutical company's choice which ones they present. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, and we'll be back with an astonishing statement about cholesterol. Stay tuned. Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. We're going to introduce Kyle to our listeners. Hi, Kyle. Tell us what you do at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center.
Well, I make sure that we have a large variety of items at the everyday low prices for everyone to live healthy, affordably.
Okay, and your specialty, having that large array of items, is mostly the food choices. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So if anyone would like a particular food product, should they come and talk to Kyle?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Kyle, we look forward to our customers meeting you. Now they know your name and your voice.
Yep, and I'm here 5 days a week.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're speaking about a whole host of different subjects that we find that people will take some issues with and maybe help them. Because I think it's important if people want to grow old, healthy, some of the things that we discuss on a daily basis here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour goes a long way in helping people achieve those goals to live a long, healthy, disease-free life. And we try and give you the information that you can put to use. It's important to know that everything that we discuss here is for your benefit. Janet and I like to speak, but we speak only because we care for how well you treat yourself. And we were speaking now about cholesterol, Janet, and it's a topic that has been much discussed the past 20 years.
For sure. And one of the things that I like to point out, okay, why are you taking cholesterol-lowering drugs? And unfortunately, many times the answer from my clients is, because my doctor said so.
Right.
And I say, well, your doctor is suggesting a cholesterol-lowering drug because the concept is that you are going to protect yourself from heart attack, cardiovascular disease. Well, let's take a look at the cardiovascular disease statistics. Okay. Cholesterol-lowering drugs have been in the marketplace for 25-plus years, and has cardiovascular disease rates, new diagnoses, significantly declined? The other pharmaceutical that I'm going to pick on is blood pressure-lowering drugs. So they've been in the marketplace for probably 60 years. And why are you taking those blood pressure-lowering drugs? To prevent a heart attack. And have those rates of heart disease declined significantly for the amount of money that we are spending on blood pressure-lowering drugs and cholesterol-lowering drugs? And indeed, what have we gotten? Well, with some of the blood pressure-lowering drugs, take a look at that information from the pharmaceutical companies, because you might be hurting, impairing, damaging your kidneys with that blood pressure-lowering drug. Might that have anything to do with the proliferation of dialysis centers all over South Florida? You can find a dialysis center in every town. Doesn't it strike you as odd that all of a sudden these people, not all of a sudden, over the past 15 years, that so many people require dialysis? Might they have been taking certain types of blood pressure-lowering drugs? Then my other question is, 25 years ago, how many people had you heard of with Alzheimer's disease?
Never. It was like non-existent.
Isn't that stunning? Non-existent. And now the prediction is that half the people who reach the age of 85 will be diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. That makes a chill run down my back. Okay, so here we go. Cholesterol is the best brain food. People might really frown and look confused if you were to tell them cholesterol's the best brain food. And this is something I'm so happy to be seeing it in print, because it's been something that I've been saying for years. It isn't cholesterol. It's something that your doctor's telling you to take all the time, which is calcium, whether you need it or not. unfortunately, hardening of the arteries, which is no longer mentioned by physicians, right, is still happening. And what is it that's hardening your arteries? Calcium. So you need the substances that are going to enhance how calcium is metabolized, the vitamin D, the magnesium, the vitamin K, the essential fatty acids. You need to reduce inflammation. That is a whole approach with regard to improperly utilizing calcium in your body. But back to cholesterol. Here's the statement that I love. Cholesterol was never really the health boogeyman the medical community made it out to be, and they're saying in the 80s and 90s, and I'm saying, and throughout the 2000s. In fact, all those years spent buying low-fat foods probably didn't help your heart health one iota, because the research is showing that cholesterol and heart disease aren't that closely connected after all. Okay, so what's raising your cholesterol? Not high-fat foods, sugar, processed foods, highly processed starchy foods. So all those poor quality chips, all those highly sugared treats, so many of the protein bars that people find in other stores, not here at Save-A-Lot, but in other stores, have questionable ingredients. Those questionable ingredients contribute to inflammation, elevated triglycerides, elevated LDL. Let's talk about that connection of LDL and inflammation. What LDL is meant to do is cover up inflammatory areas, inflamed areas inside a blood vessel. So if you reduce inflammation, your LDL might go down. If you change your diet, that whole cholesterol profile will fall into place. So what do we think the possibility is for people to change their diets, Al?
Well, it sounds like a conspiracy, Janet.
Certainly sounds that way.
And when you brought up the figure of 25 years ago, where it was non-existent for Alzheimer's, think about what the supermarkets were like 25 years ago.
Very different places.
Totally different. I mean, I've been in the food industry and the supplement industry since my early 20s, and that's over 50 years. And I've seen a transition take place over those years where people were given or not given. They were given it because it was put on display in the supermarkets for them to buy. And if they didn't buy it, supermarkets wouldn't carry it because they couldn't afford to carry dead items. But yet today, the supermarkets are carrying so many items that are poor for health, that drive up conditions such as you pointed out with cholesterol, with Alzheimer's, with diabetes, heart disease, and a whole host of other things. But if they went back to the basics of what was available 25 or 30 or more years ago, it would be totally different. People may not have lived longer 25 or 30 years ago, but they didn't experience the disease factor as much as they are experiencing today.
The lengthy degeneration
exactly.
process. You said, you know, grow old and in a healthy way.
Right.
And so grow healthy as you age, because you don't have to experience a decline in health because you're adding years. It's how you take care of that vehicle. Without enough cholesterol, you may even develop serious brain diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And I'm going to add multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes cholesterol to grow new brain cells. Now, isn't that something that we'd be willing to spend a lot of money on if we could grow new brain cells very easily, if we can maintain our neurological systems very easily? And, son of a gun, our bodies have the capacity to provide that for our brain and nervous system. It's called cholesterol.
No question about it. And this has been hidden from the public.
So, researchers studied mice who were genetically modified so their brains were not able to produce cholesterol. And compared to normal mice, these mice had very small brains and severe neurological impairment. In fact, they weren't able to perform daily tasks necessary to live, much like an individual who's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. They have trouble learning, they have trouble remembering, they can't do normal daily behaviors. And all of this comes from research having been conducted at Harvard Medical School. So we know a lot about what cholesterol does. It plays a role with our immune function. Mm-hmm. So if we have suppressed our cholesterol levels pharmaceutically, that can be a terribly damaging issue for how well your immune system is able to function.
And the immune system is what drives the whole body.
There you go.
So people have to build that immune system to the point where they know they're feeling well, acting well, and they're behaving well. And cholesterol should not be the focus of taking a drug that is going to harm you in other ways.
There you go.
So we're exposed to that all day long. I think the people who don't visit you to come and see you, Jenna, or don't visit health food stores in general, are more susceptible to getting these different diseases caused by the pharmaceuticals that are written by the mainstream medical practitioners. So they're in a quandary as to what do they do.
Okay.
That's why you and me and other healthcare professionals that are in the business try to bring to them good information that they can make intelligent decisions with to help improve their overall lives.
So here's some research from Penn State School of Medicine. Records of more than 30 million people, 30 million people were analyzed, including about 20,000 people who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And they determined that the people using cholesterol-lowering drugs were at higher risk of developing Parkinson's disease than people who did not use statin drugs. So the truth is, it's not just statins that increase Parkinson's disease. So it's a variety of different approaches that people use with the end game in sight to reduce cholesterol. And that isn't what we need as our end goal. We need that proper ratio of cholesterol. So how can they get it? Here at Save-A-Lot, high quality omega-3 fatty acids, so fish oils. And then you want to make sure that you are able to digest and utilize and have those omega-3s do what they're meant to do, digestive enzymes. Glutamine, heal your digestive tract so it functions normally. And I could go on, but that music means I have to stop. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, also known as 441. And you can find us at the south end of the PennDOT Shopping Center. Stay tuned. More to come.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am sitting here in Janet's office, and we're discussing many issues having to do with the people who listen to the show and their health. And if you do not have occasion to listen to the show, you may want to mention to some of your friends and relatives to tune in, because we are on the air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then we do a rebroadcast on Saturdays from 10 to 11 as well. And we do archive all of the radio shows. So if you are interested in re-listening to any of our shows, you can go to the site www.saveralotnutritioncenters.com and then scroll down the site of archive shows and click on whichever one you'd like to hear again, because you may have missed something or you'd like to readjust something that you've heard before on one of the shows. So we encourage you to do that. Today is the 31st of January. It is the last day of our grand opening special, where you're going to receive 10% off everything that we sell here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So it's a wise idea to take advantage of some of the things you may not have been able to find elsewhere. Or if you want to stock up, if you're a snowbird and you're going back home, this may be an opportunity for you to take advantage and stock up on some of those items that you need to take back with you that you may not be able to find in your local health food store. And Janet, I know the topic of cholesterol, of course, is a major issue. You pointed out some very, very strong positions with relation to taking pharmaceuticals like statin drugs. Think about all the statin drug manufacturers that have paid lobbyists to go before the government or our people who are supposed to represent us and let them know why they should be selling statin drugs to medical practitioners to help overcome the issue of high cholesterol, which is a bogus, and I use the word bogus, fact, because when you think back to cholesterol 10 years ago, the numbers were so much higher, but they had to reduce them to make room for the statin drugs, for people to have a reason to take the statin drugs. And these statin drugs cause great harm. As you point out, it could cause a great deal of dementia and Alzheimer's in the average person taking a statin drug.
How about the concept that you might actually harm your heart taking a statin drug?
Never revealed.
Okay. The statin drug manufacturers recognize or acknowledge that there is a risk for rhabdomyolysis, degeneration of muscle tissue. And people taking statin drugs, they might experience muscle pain, muscle soreness, muscle weakness. What kind of tissue is your heart? Your heart's a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
It astonishes me that people and physicians, keep in mind, those are the smartest people being admitted into our medical schools, and they didn't think about this a little bit. I just don't understand it. So statins can zap your energy. You know, so many people on blood pressure lowering drugs and statin class cholesterol lowering drugs, they don't feel very well. They don't have very much energy. They don't have energy because their heart muscle might be struggling. they can distort your vision, certainly have a negative impact with regard to how your brain is functioning. We mentioned that your heart's a muscle and might be struggling because of that drug. And increase your cancer risk?
Hard to believe.
But it does.
Mm-hmm.
It so deranges your immune response that your risk of developing cancer is absolutely increased. Okay, what's the good news? CoQ10. Fabulous effect for energy, for brain energy, for your immune system, for heart health support. So here, okay, if you're taking a statin drug, you are actually depleting your body of coenzyme Q10. When you deplete it to an extreme extent, cells in your heart begin to die off. Not that they just don't work very well anymore, but those heart muscle cells begin to die off. So support your body with coenzyme Q10. You get such a dramatic overall support for your health and well-being with coenzyme Q10. So what's something that we want to have people take away from this discussion? Well, you were mentioning that people might be going back up north another couple months or so when things warm up there. And they need to know that they can continue to access the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour on WWNNradio.com. So not only can they go to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers.com and hear archive show, they can listen live on WWNNradio.com, 10 in the morning Eastern Time. And then if you miss it, you can go to Save-A-Lot, S-A-V-A-L-O-T, nutritioncenters.com, and hear the archive shows. And today is the day. You can get 10% off everything in the store. And so one of the things that I was talking about, there's an essential oil combination that when you inhale the essential oil, it has a benefit with regard to killing off bacteria, viruses, other pathogens that possibly can be inhaled and make you sick. And what do we have here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center? Gorgeous, really attractive diffusers. And you can put that essential oil in the diffuser. You can have that essential oil diffuse through the air in your home, and you're protecting your immune system.
And all I have to do is come up to customer service, Janet. There is one diffuser with the solution, and you can test it yourself to see how good it'll make you feel. It's that effective. And as you pointed out, it's something that people should definitely consider at this time of the year, especially, without a doubt.
Something so simple, something they don't necessarily have to swallow, not a capsule. Maybe they're taking a very comprehensive nutrition supplement program, and they're thinking, okay, well, what else can I do for my immune system? Here you go. It is Now Foods essential fatty acid formula, or not essential fatty acid, essential oil formula, right, called Clear the Air. And it will clear the air of things that have the potential to make you sick. So probiotics, don't forget your probiotics. Kyolic Formulas has an immune formula that works very, very well.
I know you like the liquid too.
Well, if people are feeling like they're coming down with something, Kyolic Liquid Garlic Extract, it is not the most attractive taste, but it certainly does work. And Buried Treasure, ACF, if you already are sick and you want to get over it quickly, you don't want it to hang on, you don't want to feel too sick, Buried Treasure, acute colds and flu, ACF formula. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
No, I wanted to just tag along with your on the CoQ10 or coenzyme Q10. There are three generations of coenzyme Q10, and we have all three generations here. The first generation is a powder. It comes in a capsule, which was first introduced probably 30 or 35 years ago by the people who own TwinLab. And as the years progressed, they proceeded to move into a gel cap for easier absorption, which can be utilized either with a water or fat diet for the body to absorb it. And then the latest one, the last few years, was ubiquinol, which is my favorite because the body does not have to convert the coenzyme Q10 to ubiquinol. You're taking the ubiquinol straight, and it gets to work in your body right away. I happen to like the 200 milligram ubiquinol from Jarrow, and I take three a day, 600 milligrams. And that is a pleasant surprise for me because it drives the energy that I require to function all day long. And I think the people that are in situations where they're dependent upon how the body reacts for the entire day should start thinking about taking ubiquinol. No question about it, along with other things as well. But I think ubiquinol is one of the foundational products that people should consider, along with a multivitamin, vitamin D, magnesium, and several others that may fit their suited needs. But Janet, I'm going to let everybody know you're here today from right now until 2 o'clock today.
I will be here. And you have been tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. All manner of things to support your immune system, and they are all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at dramatically attractive prices. And today, the last day, 10% off those everyday low prices. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.